Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me, as always, is my partner in life and my best friend, Brittany.
Hey, Austin, and thank you for checking out our trademark one-take podcast. We're all about the local scene, the vibe, the people, and those great little finds in and around the city of Austin. We have a lot of fun doing our podcast every week, and we're glad you're checking us out.
All right, today, Brittany, we're going to be talking about some of the best swimming holes around the Austin area, and it's really about time that we tackle the subject because the heat is coming, and after all, what's better than a good old-fashioned Texas swimming hole?
Not much that I can think of. Like any other Austinite, we love to explore all of those great little areas where you can cool off a little from the Texas heat, and today we're going to break down some of the best places out there.
Yeah, so sit back, strap in, and grab your bikini or your board shorts, because here we go.
Before we start, I just wanted to say yay to Natty, the North Austin Trailer Yard, for setting up a food trailer area in North Central Austin. I just posted about it this week on the Austinaut, and it's about time we had a place like this in North Austin.
It really is, and your post yesterday had over 3,100 page views, so that either means you're an incredible blogger, Brittany, or North Austin is just starving around here, you know what I'm saying? So glad to have one of these food trailer places up north. They have free parking, free Wi-Fi, no less. Okay, but back to our topic for today. We have a lot to cover, Brittany.
Here we go. The best swimming holes in and around Austin. First on our list is Texas' oldest swimming pool, Deep Eddy.
Deep Eddy. It's been said that the Austin tourists go to Barton Springs and Austin locals go to Deep Eddy. But the truth is that both are really cool spots in their own right, and both tourists and locals frequent both of them. And we're going to be talking about both of them today.
Right, but first is Deep Eddy, which is over 100 years old and located right in Austin on the shores of Town Lake, also known as Lady Bird Lake.
Yeah, and just for a few bucks that, you know, help Deep Eddy keep doing its thing, you get to step into some cool spring-fed water and a little Texas history.
They say the water isn't as cold at Deep Eddy as it is at Barton Springs, but I'm not too sure about that. But Deep Eddy is a great pool for families, as it has a very large shallow area with a pretty gradual drop-off so that kids can play without too much worry.
And it's also a great pool for adults who are interested in lap swimming in a non-chlorinated pool. There's also an area kind of in between that's about 5 feet deep.
Some specifics about Deep Eddy that you'll want to know about.
Yep. Parking can be tough because of the location. I mean, it's right there in downtown. But the location is part of what makes Deep Eddy so great. There are tons of things to do in the local area, either before or after your swim.
Also, there isn't much shade there, so bring sunscreen and be prepared to cool off in the water or huddle with a bunch of other people under one of only a couple trees that provide shelter from the heat. Hey, Austin is all about community anyway, right?
Yeah, and you'll want to bring a large one of those beach blankets to share with your new friends under that tree. And they play movies in the evenings on weekends, so that's kind of cool.
That is really cool. And they have food available on site. But make sure you bring some cash. To our knowledge, Deep Eddy doesn't accept plastic. Also, you should know that Deep Eddy Pool has about 40 steps down that you need to descend in order to get to it, but there's also a ramp for the disabled.
Oh, and we can't forget about the bathhouse at Deep Eddy. It's brand new. It's one of the best in town. It's large and open.
Okay, Deep Eddy is located at 401 Deep Eddy Avenue, just west of Mopac and south of Lake Austin Boulevard.
In summary, Deep Eddy is a large pool with a massive shallow area and a great bathhouse. It's great for families with kids and serious lap swimmers.
Don't forget that parking can be tough, there isn't much shade, but they have movies on the weekend, and you get to be a part of Texas history by slipping into Texas' oldest swimming pool.
Yeah, if this swimming hole interests you, you can find more details at deepeddy.org.
All right. Okay, next swimming hole recommendation is the most popular swimming hole in Austin, Barton Springs Pool.
Now, Barton Springs Pool is humongous, at nearly 900 feet in length, and the water is fed from underground springs, and it's quite cold, an average temperature of 68 degrees, and so as we say here in Texas, ease yourself on in.
Okay, you need to work on that Texas accent. Barton Springs Pool is located in Zilker Park, just off Barton Springs Road. It's a great place to go and an absolute must if you're in the Austin area.
Yeah, and parking during the summer costs $5 at Zilker Park, and entrance to Barton Springs Pool is $3.
The grounds are really well kept, and there's plenty of grass to lay out a towel or beach blanket and get your tan on.
And for the more adventurous types, there are diving boards, and you can rent a kayak nearby for tooling about on Town Lake.
A lot of people like to bring some simple snorkeling gear to look at the fish, turtles, salamanders, and frolic about in this Austin landmark.
There are bathrooms and showers available on site, which is also really nice, and some food around too, but it can be a bit pricey.
It's a great place for people watching, and if you're interested, there are night swims too. Oh, and after 9 p.m., swimming is free.
Woohoo! Night swim.
The crowd is a varied mix of tourists, college students, families, and hipsters that are all enjoying what Barton Springs has to offer.
It really is an Austin tradition. Natural beauty surrounded by the city of Austin. What's not to like about Barton Springs Pool?
Well, there are some rules, like you can't bring any coolers, food, or alcohol into the pool, and pets aren't allowed in the man-made portion of the pool. Also keep in mind that Barton Springs Pool is closed on Thursdays for maintenance from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
But hey, on the positive tip, you're welcome to bring your floats and rafts, tubes and that kind of stuff, your snorkeling gear.
Okay.
So make sure you hit Barton Springs Pool, which was one of the best places in the city.
The actual address is 2101 Barton Springs Road, and if you want to avoid the parking fees at Zilker, there is a gravel parking lot near the baseball fields just off Robert E. Lee and Barton Springs Road.
Also, as a public safety note, the rocks on the bottom of this pool have algae and can be very slippery. So if you are determined to bring your pet, also on the other side of the man-made portion of the pool, just past the chain link fence, there is an area that is free to swim and the rules are a bit more relaxed all around there.
So, in summary, Barton Springs Pool is an Austin tradition, great for people watching and perfect for staying cool without venturing outside the city. There are some rules, but that's part of what keeps the place so incredible. If you don't want to travel outside of Austin, but you're looking for a great swimming hole, don't miss Barton Springs.
So, Brittany, what if you are willing to travel just a little bit, maybe just a little bit outside of Austin to find the perfect swimming hole?
Well, then, we've got a few suggestions for you there as well. The first on that list is Hamilton Pool.
Yeah, this is one of our favorites. If you've never been, it's really hard to imagine that this place is anywhere near Austin.
It is absolutely breathtaking and looks like it could easily be a set from a movie. It's that stunning. And obviously, it's really something that every Austinite should check out.
Yeah, Hamilton Pool sits on 232 of the most gorgeous acres in the hill country of Texas.
And it's just 30 miles southwest of Austin and so worth the drive.
Definitely worth the drive and the nominal parking fee that they have. How would you describe Hamilton Pool, Britt?
I would say that Hamilton Pool has a nice little beach area, and there's a natural rock overhang that covers a part of the swimming hole, providing it with shade.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a 45-foot waterfall on the far end of the pool that cascades into the water, and simply put, it is just an incredible place.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. The water there is the standard cold natural temp, somewhere around 65 to 70 degrees, but incredibly refreshing on our hot Texas days.
You really need to see pictures of this place in order to appreciate how beautiful Hamilton Pool is. We have a picture on the Austinot. Just use the search bar and type in Hamilton Pool.
It really is a special place, Britt, but a quick note for those of you who have some mobility problems, there is no handicap access to this site. It isn't tough to climb down to the natural swimming hole, but there are quite a few steps that lead down to the pool and there are no ramps.
It costs $10 per day for each vehicle that enters the preserve, but trust me when I tell you that it will be among the best $10 you've ever spent.
Yeah, and to get to Hamilton Pool, all you have to do is take 71 West through Bee Cave and then turn left on FM 3238 and go about 13 miles and the entrance is right there on the right.
If you've never been to Hamilton Pool, we can't recommend it highly enough. Make sure you check it out. You won't be disappointed.
All right, Britt, what's next?
Let's pause for a quick break, but then we'll come back and share a couple more great swimming holes around the Austin area.
Including the one that I really want to go to next.
Woohoo!
All right, sounds good. Cue the sponsor music.
Do, 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 do.
Well, hopefully you're enjoying the Austinot podcast. We have a lot of fun doing it every week.
We are looking for a local Austin business to sponsor our podcast and our blog. If you own an Austin-based business and would like to sponsor our next podcast, we would love to hear from you.
It's really easy to do. Just go to the Austinot blog at austinot.com. That's austinot.com. And click on the sponsor link.
Or you can click on the box on the right-hand side with the green border that says Advertise with Us. We get a lot of traffic at the Austinot, and our listeners are mostly from the Austin area. So sponsoring us is an affordable way to tell our audience about your business.
And our sponsors are what keep us at the Austinot doing our thing, so please consider it.
If you're interested in having your company, or event, or product sponsor the Austinot podcast, we'll be happy to do a 30 to 45 second spot on you in the middle of our podcast.
Right in the middle.
Right about here. Just go to austinot.com and use the contact button that's on the left side of the screen. We would love to hear from you.
All right, Britt, back to the show. You know, just going through this podcast is making me want to take off right now, forget the rest of the workday, hit up one of these swimming spots.
That's good. But before we do that, we have a few more ideas to share with our listeners. And I know the one you really want to check out is the last one on our list.
Yes.
So let's keep going so we can get to it.
Yeah, and stay tuned. Okay, so which one's next up?
How about Jacob's Well?
Ooh, that's the one that our Facebook page member and friend David Lackey recommended, right?
That's the one.
All right. Well, personally, we haven't been out to Jacob's Well yet, but when David recommended it, we had it included in our podcast, so we did a little research.
Jacob's Well is just outside of Wimberley, Texas, and it sure looks pretty inviting.
Apparently, Jacob's Well is one of the most important natural geological treasures in the Texas Hill Country and one of the longest underwater caves in Texas.
As a swimming hole, it looks great, but as an underwater cave, it's pretty dangerous and diving is prohibited.
Yeah, 8 scuba divers have lost their lives trying to explore the fullness of the caves beneath the surface of Jacob's Well. But don't be alarmed, folks. As long as you're not diving, which isn't allowed anyway, and use common sense, you should be fine. Kids have been going to Jacob's Well for years.
There's a rope swing there where you just fly over the well and let go, plunging into the depth of water. It really looks like a lot of fun.
And currently, there's no fee to get into the Jacob's Well natural area, but their website says that this may change in the future, so get on out there soon.
It looks to be a smaller, more intimate swimming hole, and they limit the number of swimmers to 25 people in the spring at one time.
All right, and the parking area is about a quarter-mile hike from the swimming hole, and for those with disabilities, there is a caliche trail that makes it accessible for you.
You'll want to bring some comfortable shoes, sunscreen, and don't forget to bring a camera. The off-limit things are pets, alcohol, and anything flammable.
And you can also do private events at Jacob's Well. So if you're interested in that, you want to call Dancing Waters Retreat at 512-722-3390.
This place is one of those spots that looks like something that should be in a Texas brochure for swimming holes. So make sure you check it out. I know we plan to.
You better believe it, Brett. I want to get a picture of you doing that rope swing thing. Are you brave enough?
Well, I'll have to take a look, but I think so.
All right. Sounds good. If you see a picture of Brittany rope swinging on my Facebook page, you'll know she was brave enough. All right. Let's see. I think we still have one more place to cover before we wrap up the podcast.
Sounds good, Eric. Last one for today. We are going to recommend
Blue Hole Regional Park, also in Wimberley, Texas. This place looks like so much fun, Brittany. This is definitely the one that I want to go to on our next weekend adventure.
The Blue Hole is a place that for generations, Texans have gone to as a swimming hole to cool off in the summer months, much like many other swimming holes in the area. But this one almost disappeared.
No way. No, really, it did. I'm so glad that it didn't, Brittany.
Me too. So the background story is that in 2005, developers were about to buy the land and do who knows what with it. But the city of Wimberley stepped in and purchased it instead from the private owner who was selling it. They've put a lot of thought and work into this location.
Yep, and on May 19th of this year, also known as tomorrow, they're having their big unveiling. The city of Wimberley made every effort to be very careful with their design, and they wanted to keep the classic charm of the hiking trails and swimming hole while still improving the grounds and facilities for both residents and visitors.
Yep, there's a dressing room, stone paths, and a dock that takes you out to the rope swing instead of that old nasty carpet thing that used to be there.
And the cool thing is that most of the improvements that they made are out of sight of the actual swimming hole, which helped to keep that nostalgic feel of the historic swimming spot. But now, just out of sight of the swimming hole, there are soccer fields, a kids' jungle gym area, a pavilion, sand volleyball court. Like I said, the city of Wimberley was very careful with their design. They don't allow pets or the climbing of trees, but as long as you can handle those two things, this place looks incredibly fun.
They're only open on weekends right now, but come May 26th, they will be open all week long.
Ooh, maybe we'll go during the week and avoid the crowds. Maybe we could actually blog from there.
That could be fun. So anyway, Blue Hole Regional Park is 14 miles west of San Marcos on Ranch Road 12. The cost is $8 for adults, $4 for seniors, and kids under 12 are
also $4.
Okay. And then kids under 3 are free.
Right. And they don't allow pets or climbing in trees, like I said. So I'm really excited to check it out. And I know you are too, Brittany. All right.
Anything else we need to cover before we wrap up?
Well, tomorrow we're going to be at WordCamp Austin all day. And then tomorrow night we're headed to the Friends of the House event, which is a benefit for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Austin. We really love the mission of the Ronald McDonald House, and we're very supportive of them.
Yes, you can check out our blog post on them at the Austinot. Then, let's see, Sunday you're going to Barcraft from 1 to 5 p.m. at Pluckers on Rio Grande, which really sounds like a lot of fun. Remember, Eric, you're there to work and not play StarCraft.
Yeah, of course I am. Seriously, what's not to like when you combine video games in a bar and a live competition?
Okay, anything else?
I think that's it, Brittany. Thanks for joining us on the Austinot Podcast.
Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAustinot. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at TheAustinot.
That wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Brett?
See you soon. Do, do.
Texas swimming. Do, do, do.